Blog Talk Radio.
Your co-host Gil G be joining us very shortly. But shit, man, fucking, for those who did not watch Payback tonight, you missed out big. Holy shit, they had some good matches. And surprisingly enough,
it actually ended at 11. And it don't usually end at 11 anymore.
And Angel, to answer your question, yes. It was an amazing fucking pay-per-view. But since it's just us, I'm going with a track. I'm going with some motherfucking Shady. And I said we go with Rain Man.
Yeah. Definitely. Definitely. Definitely dope.
You find me offensive, I find you offensive for finding me offensive. Hence if I should draw the line, any fences? If so, to what extensive? Any should I go? Cause it's getting expensive. Being on the other side of the courtroom on the defensive. They say I cause extensive psychological nerve damage to the brain when I go to lengths this far at other people's expenses. I say you're all just too goddamn sensitive. It's censorship and it's downright blasphemous. Listen this shit down cause I won't stand for this. And Christopher Reeve won't sit for this neither. And let's clear this up too, I ain't got no beef with him either. He used to be like a hero to me. I even believe I had one of those 25 cents stickers on my refrigerator right next to Darth Vader. And Darth must have put a hex on him for later. I feel like it's my fault cause of the way that I suck him off in between him and Lex Luthor. I killed Superman, I killed Superman. And how ironic that I'd be the bad guy Kryptonite, the Green Chronic. Cause I ain't got no legs or no brain. Nice to meet you, hi, my name is, I forgot my name. My name was not to become what I became. With this level of fame, my soul is possessed by this devil. My new name is
Rain Man.
Now in the Bible it says, thou shalt not wash two lesbians in bed. Have homosexual sex, unless of course you were given the consent to join in. Then of course it's intercourse and it's bisexual sex, which isn't as bad. As long as you show some remorse for your actions, either before, during, or after performing the act of that which is normally referred to as such. More commonly known phrases that are more used by today's kids in a more derogatory way. But who's to say what's fair to say and what not to say? Let's ask Dr. Dre. Dr. Dre, I got a question if I may.
Yeah.
Is it gay to play putt-putt golf with a friend?
Yeah.
And watch his butt-butt when he tees off?
Yeah.
Putt-putt, I ain't done yet. And football, the quarterback yells out putt-putt while he reaches in another grown man's ass. Grabs on his nuts, but just what if it was never meant, it was just an accident. But he tripped, fell, slipped, and his penis went in. His teeny tiny little round honey, and he didn't mean it, but his little weenie flinched just a little bit. And I don't need to go into any more details, but what if he pictured it as a female? What is that gay? I just need to clear things up. Till then, I'll just walk around with a manly strut, because I ain't got no legs or no brain. Nice to meet you, hi, my name is, I forgot my name. My name was not to become what I became. With this level of fame, my soul is possessed by this devil. My new name is
Rain Man.
You find me offensive, I find you offensive. Shit, this is the same verse I just did this. When am I gonna come to my good senses? Probably the day Bush comes to my defenses. My spider senses telling me Spider-Man is nearby, and my plan is to get him next and open up a whip-ass canister. God damn it, Dre, where's the goddamn beat? Anyway, I don't know how else to put it. This is the only thing that I'm good at. I am the bad guy, Kryptonite, the Green Chronic, demonic. Yup, don't worry, I'm on it, I got it. High five Nick Lachey, stuck a pin in Jessica's head and walked away. And then she flew around the room like a balloon. I grabbed the last can of chicken tuna out the trash can and zoom. Headed straight back to the Neverland Ranch with a peanut butter jelly chicken tuna sandwich. And I ain't even gotta make no goddamn sense, I just did a whole song and I didn't say shit. Cause I ain't got no legs or no brain. level of fame. My soul is possessed by this devil. My new name is
Rain Man. Super dope beat maker, 2,487,973,473,070.
Yeah.
Dave,
music. Hello, Elena. I believe my party's been disconnected.
We come in like a wrecking ball, but we ain't no Miley. Been banging out tracks for years, ain't no one signed me. Got the skill, got the talent, things ain't adding up right. Gonna take you on a wicked ride, you better hold tight. Hiding in the shadows too long, time to break free. Stay going hard, making sure the world's hearing me. Taking up the competition up in our path. We laughing like the Joker, cause we get the last laugh. I don't talk about money and drugs, so you won't blame me. You know I be the shit, it's on your face like acne. I don't need no damn gimmick for that shock value. My parents produced a fresh-ass white boy who wouldn't know. My rhyme's so ill, like I stay on sick leave. Guarding my own mind, make them believe. This ain't no come up, it's a breakthrough. Flow so cold, just like a dig root. Bitches say I suck, well that's untrue. Permanent this game, just like a tattoo. Kicking down doors like a no-jitsu. My time to shine is well over. Now like a kid on the priest left. Some label better sign me, I'm talking ASAP. These rappers out here can't rhyme, it's their handicap. Fighting for my city, you can call me Batman. The world's at war, Afghanistan. Popping off lyrics like a madman. Taking over the world, that's the game plan. Rapping be hot like a frying pan. Up in here doing the best that I can. Come and kick it with the dead man. Come and kick it with the dead man. Coming like a wrecking ball, but we ain't no Miley. Been banging out tracks for years, ain't no one signed me. Got the skill, got the talent, things ain't adding up right. Gonna take you on a wicked ride, you better hold tight. Hiding in the shadows too long, time to break free. Stay going hard, making sure the world's hearing me. Taking up the competition up in our path. We laughing like the Joker, cause we get the last laugh.
I get hit, say my music's a mistake. That music's not my fate. I should quit and take the bait. Say I suck, but I'm original. You're analog, I'm digital. Say my flow is criminal, yet your flows are mimical. Every individual trying to be so cynical, trying to make me miserable. You're not even in my visual. Hold me down, I'll keep on coming. Never stop, I'll keep on running. Doors this dream and deal is nothing. Fuck you up, bitch, I'm not bluffing. Be 80 years old with a sick ass fucking flow. The oldest motherfucker being played on the radio. Get off of shows, I turn them down. As a collab, don't like the sound. Number one talent never found. Won't stop rapping, I'm in the ground. Want it, but you need it. I'm a sprinter, paraplegic. You're a dream, but I believe it. Personate that I be it. Every single line I write from now on is from the heart. I promise my day is still to come. This is just the start.
We come in like a wrecking ball, but we ain't no Miley. Been banging out tracks for years, ain't no one signed me. Got the skill, got the talent, things ain't adding up right. Gonna take you on a wicked ride, you better hold tight. Hiding in the shadows too long, time to break free. Stay going hard, making sure the world's hearing me. Taking up the competition up in our path. We laughing like the Joker, cause we get the last laugh. We coming like a wrecking ball, but we ain't no Miley. Been banging out tracks for years, ain't no one signed me. Got the skill, got the talent, things ain't adding up right. Gonna take you on a wicked ride, you better hold tight. Hiding in the shadows too long, time to break free. Stay going hard, making sure the world's hearing me. Taking up the competition up in our path. We laughing like the Joker, cause we get the last laugh.
Now what the heck, I'll laugh anyway.
And we are back. Up next. Fuck it. Godsmack. Beatles cover. Come together.
The first house on my block, spit in my face, and gave me a her leg and scraped flakes off her dead feet.
I ran to the next house, Happy and Kitty. There I seen a fat woman holding up her titty. I said trick or treat, she said treat or trick, and squeezed on her titty until I'm fucking it. The next house I was getting back in the woods. I was a little frightened, but fuck, I want the goods. I knocked on the door, I heard a knock back, and then I heard boop, and yo, I'm like, fuck that. This house belongs to Miss Cherry Spoon. She said drop your chores and your treat is coming soon. I quickly grew a zippy, but kept my eyes shut. A hand came out the mail, she flicked me in the nuts.
I wobbled to the next house, ready for the worst, and chilling in the drive was a long black hearse. I rung the doorbell and said, is anybody home?
Of course, little boy, have a sugar-coated kidney stone.
I walked through the field into the next crib. It's friendly Mrs. Weatherby in her cooking bib. I said, how about some candy? She said, how about instead? A nice, hot, fresh, homemade loaf of yeast infection bread. My bag's getting heavy, so I rest on the curb. And riding on his bike, here comes little Larry Sherb. I stuck up behind him and kicked him off his seat. I punched him in the neck and power bombed him in the street.
Now my sack of candy has doubled in size. Up to the next house for my scary prize. I'm like, trick or treat, trick, treat, tricky dick. He opened up his door, slapped my lips and didn't give me shit.
Rocked through his window and ran across the street to the big mansion. I'm in for a treat. I dinged on the dung and here comes the butler. A big gummy tall last lurch looking motherfucker.
I said, hello mister, is there something for my sack? He reached in his pocket but I think he hurt his back. It's taking him an hour, my bag is open ready, but then he finally dropped it in my sack, a fucking penny.
The next house is abandoned, so forget it. But wait a minute, I think somebody's living in it. I ran up to the porch, trick or treat, you can't hide. It was a crackhead, he crawled in my bag and died.
The next house was mine, the last on the block. My mother's sitting on the porch, shining up her clock. I climbed on the roof with my brother Jump Steady, and we yelled, Happy Halloween and clown love to the whole city.
Another Halloween, people on military go with this.
Joy. So get your ass in, fat boy. You can sit up in the front. gotta get home before the sun comes up. I'm a wagon,
wagon, dead body flagging.
Come down, stand in line, everybody look up for the
wagon, wagon, dead body flagging.
Your mama is a bitch and she swings up her nuts.
Wagon, wagon, dead body flagging.
If you miss your bus, don't be afraid, come and brother.
Wagon, wagon, dead body flagging.
It's your last time.
Maybe I'll find this war going on in my our face paint. Stay painted all day, but it still won't change a thing. The Juggalo way can't be bought at Hot Topic. I earn my knowledge through the problems that I got from being honest. And it ain't about a CD collection, cause a real low can't afford to go and buy a whole section. It ain't no obsession, more like guidelines for a lifetime of blessing. Listen to the message. J-Just gave us a name to banquet, and the change just made us a fan from strangers. And the fam ain't fans, we like mafia gangsters. Stay with the wicked shit to the day that we banquet. It's all about individuality, born and sworn in, no conform in your personality. Reality's the rendition of a chaos theory, a schizophrenic compilation to compensate the weary. But me, I'll be waiting on the wag, start a fam dance, starting up a worldwide gathering. It's happening, brotherhood of shadows, bring it back again. Juggalos represent the shoes that you stand in. See, man, it's just too many of you. There's too many of you trying to say that you're a fucking juggalo, man. You gotta realize, man, that shit, it wasn't something we just saw on the shelf and said, hey, that's gonna be me today. Nah, man, we were raised this way, we were grown this way. This is who we is, man, you gotta understand that. If you don't, get ready for me, man, cause I'm fucking coming for you.
Some of us be working at the one-stop shop. Now you reppin' on the jersey, taking everything we got. Yeah, it ain't much if you consider family nothing but who's frontin'. I be trustin' in my homies cause they know me. Never let me down and they never let me die. If you got the call, would you be down to ride? See, it ain't a gang or a lifestyle movement. It's a family base. Here we build up one institution. Got the proof from the people that I know and trust. But you, I can blow you off like the blood does. Want a front, Doug? That's why you get no love. If you a psycho rider, better throw your head to Doug. You don't gotta claim it, just be who you be. You don't gotta prove it to nobody. So if you a jungle hoe, better keep it on the low. What was murder massacred by a real juggalo? Man, I got something to say to all you motherfucking juggalos out there. Now you ass is claiming on our shit and thinking to yourself, I'm gonna go buy me a t-shirt and I'm gonna be a juggalo this week. Well, fuck you. You can eat a motherfucking black. I don't know who the fuck you think you are. Nah, man, they're just bitches. Fake bitches. Check them out, style.
Yeah.
I'm front like nothing. Nah. Radio shoes and a half a chicken hunting. Got the blunt tucked up, chilling under my brim. Hair light across the chin, keep it trimmed to win. I got the belt, but my pants still hang low. Cause I'm a juggalo, not new, not fresh from back in the day. Smoke past the bomb, I had to shove it all day. I didn't mean to miss you the wrong
way. You know where I got my chain at Walmart for $2 at the motherfucking dog tag machine. And I rock it all day, feeling fresh as I can be. Laughing at these motherfuckers spending cheap with jewelry. See a juggalo, no steady throat. Ain't no front, ain't no joke. Matter of fact, we rock it loud and let it show. See, I'd rather spread my dollars on some smoke. Get blow with the lows and blow the ass on these goddamn hoes to let them know. See, it's what the Brotherhood of Shadows is all about, man. It's all about the family, no matter what. It always has been.
And it always will be, motherfucker. We're one big family, we stay down.
Yeah, forever. And if you think for a second you can get away with that juggalo shit, man,
nah,
don't come after me, man. You better believe me.
I am a soldier. I stand ready to deploy, engage, and destroy my enemies. I am the God of War.
I am the God of War.
By design, on the front line, still spitting hot iron. And my battle cries keep me energized. This is suicide, mentally I'm victimized. Too many times, too many lives. Who will survive, who will be denied? And there ain't no sympathy for what they did to me. Squeeze to my clips running empty, raw infamy. Still intensity, still kill them all to my murderous symphony. Forever a nightmare, caught in the crosshairs. Cold dark stairs from the land of lost prayers. Sworn destroyer, collect your soul to bring fire from the sky to rain down like thunderbolts.
There will be no more who will destroy me. I am the God.
nobody can handle me. You were looking at more than a man. Steady coming calamity on the edge of insanity, taking every demon I can. Try to pull a chip out the bullet, fully loaded animal. You can see by the look on my face. If you're the enemy, then my energy finna be giving penalties. Then I believe in the trade. Better run when we all come and knock him. Ain't no love and no fucking peace offering. Shaking the planet, never coming home in the coffin. Incredible veteran to take him the hell off them. Hear a lot of roar from a cannon, nigga, not a sword. Take a pellet to the bottom floor. I'm the motherfucking god of war.
What will it take from me? Better yet, what's left of me? Feels like I'm slipping, but I'm fighting till the death of me. Feels like I'm out of my body, no, I'm out of my head. And I ain't trying to be funny, but I'm knocking them dead. Yeah. This is torture.
Who run this motherfucker? We run this motherfucker. Yeah, yeah. Who
Are you really going to say that, buddy?
Get money over here, get money over there, get money over here, get money over there. All night and all day.
Pull up in a 96 whoopty whammy. 816 boys got that Grammy. My baby mama's mama told me she can't catch me. Rolling up with hella. Screaming like a Benji. Get the arrows, money that. Keep a hand on the case. They trying to get the paper, trying to driving my scraper around like.
I'm a W's good, but too much. We keeping everything hood that we touch.
I like it, I love it. I want some more of it, I say. Don't know Abu Dhabi, cause you gon' learn today. Okay.
Look at I'm on my
Abu Dhabi.
I'm like, ooh, that's
Abu Dhabi.
It's all Abu Dhabi, OBKV baby, they've been hating lately. Maybe cause I made a crazy statement when I bought the
black on black in the range. I'll be rolling through crocodile skin flames on my toes with
I be sliding through the function like a Spike Lee movie. On my Kansas City iced tea moving like, excuse me, you must be from Ireland. Cause every time I see you, my penis is doubling. MVP,
check nigga, 2 years in a row.
Check nigga, a Wayne Bird,
check well.
Yeah, check got it.
My nigga, Abu Dhabi, I'm good. All I need is a check, nigga. Money, family, loyalty, most of all is respect, nigga.
Got it.
Look at
Abu Dhabi.
I'm like, ooh, that's
Abu Dhabi.
All night and all day.
Abu Dhabi.
Pause. Check Twitter, it's trending. Real DJs go ahead and start spinning. I know it's the fifth time everyone has requested, but don't be a bitch like the Grinch who stole Christmas. Abu Dhabi, it means it's all good. Wishing they Abu Dhabi's like wishing a nigga would. I can't be Abu Dhabi means I can't be touched. If you got me Abu Dhabi, you got me fucked up. Woop 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 for the family. Shake your ass, hearty. Wanna see your hands up in the party. Now that.
Abu Dhabi.
Look at I'm on my
Abu Dhabi.
I'm like, ooh, that's
Abu Dhabi.
All night and all day long.
Abu Dhabi.
Hey! B-U-D-H-A-B-I.
Hey!
The crew, he pay nay, he die.
Hey!
Me through, DJ make me fly.
Away!
Yoo-hoo, cause we ain't say P-P-Y.
Hum-da-la-la, love my thrill, la-la-la. Want some nilla, yeah, yes, I feel ya, mama. Some after some, everyone wants to call ya. Yeah. For ya, da-la-la-la, yes! Whole lot of money intrigue ya. I go money crazy, psycho like Libra. Knowing my jeans make me lean like Pisa. So when you see me say Abu Dhabi, my nigga.
Look at Obama.
Abu Dhabi.
I'm like, ooh, that's
Abu Dhabi.
All night and all day long.
A cookie.
They say that when there's no more room in hell, the dead will walk the earth. This is the day of the dead.
Change, we walk the earth in search of happiness. Eternal bliss coincides with peace on earth and no conflicts. Think about this life that you call hell and all those things it means. Inside your mind is where you find them screams and broken dreams. Last rites, tell all these people how you live in. Call it karma, tenfold some out and call it sin. And despite your belief, 3 sixes off the mark of the beast. The dead increase, Project Dead Man walks amongst the deceased. Bodies crawling from mud, victims tainted with blood. Murder victims resurrected from shallow graves in the woods. You thought you had it all figured out when you was younger. Never thought you'd see the day when you faded out. But it's upon us, like prophecies of Nostradamus. Truth hurts when it's honest, death and disease is chronic. Day of the dead, bloodshed, don't be misled. Don't be afraid of the shadow that's cast upon your deathbed.
Nothing to fear but your religion
on the day of the dead.
Control to you judge and then you murder
in the day of the dead.
The evil upon you is what you're preaching
on the day of the dead.
Hatred towards others is what you're teaching
in the day of the dead.
Oh,
Seconds are filled above the sky turns green. 45 seconds of life, try to figure out what the fuck it means. Asphyxiation of your soul emerged in misery. Try to find someone to blame for life's conspiracy.
Judgment, it is upon judgment. It is ahead. Judgment, it is the device built inside your head.
Self-destruction and self-infliction. Fact of fiction, immaculate conception or Christ's crucifixion. Your eyes bleed, not red knees you pray. Two worlds collide like suicide. The crossroads you lay. Ashes to ashes and dust to dust. Rest in peace, motherfucker. Confession will make your skull crush.
And we are back. What's going on, Ghetto?
Stop yourself from getting killed. You just gotta believe.
Yeah. I have a lot of believing, dude, for Kofi Kingston.
Hey, he believed, and he got on a pay-per-view.
Yeah. It was killed by Kane.
Even though he got on the pay-per-view, and I said, what the fuck is he doing on here?
Yeah.
I said, who the hell is he going to face?
Yeah, but quickly on the fucking pre-show, Booker T broke the news to fucking Kofi that he'd be in a match with Bo Dallas.
Yeah, I really didn't pay much attention to the pre-show there, except for the match.
But fucking Hornswoggle.
Well, that wasn't predictable or anything.
Yeah, right? Two fucking masks.
Why the hell does the WWE Network feel the need to keep rewinding and playing the same thing over and over?
I don't know. Why am I doing the same thing? But hey, it made the fucking pay-per-view longer.
But apparently it wants to watch the end of the Evolution versus Shield match again.
Yeah, so how'd you feel about that match?
Very disappointed in that match.
Why? Because Evolution lost?
The Shield got beat up for like a good 20, 30 fucking minutes, however fucking long that was, just to lose by some shitty ass moves at the end. Like, really? You didn't try to pin at all the entire fucking match. You beat the hell out of them and then they hit you with one move and you're dead? Like, really, dude? They didn't even touch you for, like, the whole match.
Yeah.
But you were all tired and dead. Yeah, that makes sense.
But and for some reason WWE felt the need to give us two useless matches tonight. Bo Dallas versus Kofi Kingston, which never happened, and then Roy Bagsall versus Cody Rhodes and Goldust, just for them to lose again.
Yeah, what the hell was that? Why was that even there?
I don't know.
But I was surprised that Rob Axel actually won the match.
Yeah. I mean, come on. The Page versus Alicia Fox match was a good match.
Man, at the beginning, man, it was like shitty match after shitty match after shitty match.
Yeah, right?
I was like, really?
I mean, come on. Sheamus and fucking Cesaro.
Yeah, that came on. I was like, I really don't care about this. I'm going to grab some food. And then the next match came on. I was like, I really don't care about this match.
Yeah, man, fucking.
Although, once it finally got to the point of the pay-per-view where actually good things were happening, the WWE Network decided they wanted to freeze.
I'm guessing, yeah, so how do you feel about the John Cena versus Bray Wyatt match?
I would like to say that John Cena owes a lot to the Usos.
Yes, he does.
A lot to the Usos and the Wyatts for making that a very good match.
I agree.
Although, it was the same outcome as the last Payback pay-per-view, where John Cena got his ass kicked, and then he did one big move onto something, and then he wins.
Yeah.
Last pay-per-view, it was him versus Ryback, and he put him through the ambulance to win. This time around, takes out Bray Wyatt for a 10 count.
I've got one thing to say. Stacy Keibler in a short-ass wedding dress.
Okay.
Versus Daphne in a wedding gown match.
Where the fuck did that take place at?
WCW Bash at the Beach 2000.
Yeah, I definitely didn't see that.
I'm watching it right now. There comes Daphne. That's not much of a woman's right there, but you can practically see her pussy.
Well, yeah, it's Stacy Keibler, man.
I ain't talking about her, man. I'm talking about Daphne.
All I want to know is how Seth Rollins disappeared and then all of a sudden appeared on the Titantron.
Yeah, right. How the fuck did that happen?
I want to know how he got killed the entire match but still came back and won. Got smacked in the head with something. Got smacked in the head with something else.
Yeah, right. I mean, come on, man. Fucking Triple H killed him with a fucking monitor. He came back.
Fucking, they were beating Roman Reigns like Jesus and shit, and he still wins.
Yeah, what the fuck is that bullshit?
Like, come on, man. They beat the hell out of him with kendo sticks, really? He gets up and he's able to fight back.
Yeah, man, they whipped him.
Kind of like in the Last Man Standing match where Bray Wyatt jumped on John Cena. Like, he's having trouble breathing, dude. He couldn't breathe for like 2 seconds because he got right back up. He can't breathe. He's having trouble breathing. Motherfucker, he stood up like two seconds.
Wait, by the way, I would like to point out how the fact that JBL and Cole both mentioned the fact that Ryback and Curtis Axel have never met each other until they formed a team. They must have forgotten about fucking Nexus.
That's right.
It's like, oh my god! These two have never teamed together! They don't know each other!
I think the best thing JBL said was, well, you can always find a better wife.
Hell yeah.
Oh, and then, yeah, during that the fucking Last Man Standing match too, man. Yeah, Bray Wyatt was down for like a good while and the referee wasn't even counting.
Yeah, I know.
So, I mean, he got away with that.
That's very true, he did.
But then even after that break he had, you know, still had to lose to John Cena.
Yeah. And then you had Rusev fucking beat Biggie Langston.
Yeah, dude, I was expecting more of that match.
I was too.
I was like, all right, Biggie's going to put up a fight. He did one big move, he got kicked in the face, and he died. Like, really, he got put in that submission hold for, like, maybe 3 seconds, and he tapped out.
Yeah, pretty much.
Like, really, dude, I was expecting you to lift this motherfucker up and, like, throw him backwards or something.
Yeah, but no.
But you tapped out, really?
That's okay. The entire time the crowd kept chanting for fucking CM Punk, never showed.
So that was like the Paige match. They don't ever chant for Paige or anybody, man. They always do some gay ass shit like they were doing Adam Rose's theme this time.
Yeah, right. What the fuck was that bullshit?
And then the dude in the crowd had the sign that said "Stop screaming."
Man.
And then Alicia Fox attacked the clown.
What the fuck? But like, I'm just not seeing this meme on your page. Bo Dallas told me to believe, so I told him I believe I've got some bad news.
Come on, man, that was funny.
Man.
For the fact I actually saw that part where JBL was setting Bo Dallas up for the match against Big E.
Yeah, right.
It's like, I'll give you 5 reasons. No more, no less.
Yeah, well, how about the fact I tagged you and Victoria in a fucking picture that was on Pro Wrestling World, the Pro Wrestling World page.
Okay, then.
Oh, you know, she kept saying CM Punk was going to come back tonight, so I tagged her in a picture of CM Punk's back and said, Punk's back.
Why does it matter if he came back tonight anyway? Because she wasn't going to watch it.
No, but still, bud. But, this might be like, you know, Pro Wrestling World, you know, decided to fuck with people, you know, and make them think that Punk came back on,
Is it
tonight.
Is it the Wade Barrett picture?
No.
No, because exactly. I really wish that, WWE would have seen that picture and they actually did that.
But nah, man, it's actually like CM Punk, but like, it's really the back of CM Punk.
Because they had Wade Barrett coming out to CM Punk's music. And him turning it around, you know, you think it's CM Punk, and he's like, I'm afraid I've got some bad news. Like, that would have made the whole fucking pay-per-view, I think, anyway.
Hell yeah, but that would be funny.
I mean, instead they decided to bash the Blackhawks.
Yeah, right.
And then watch the Blackhawks actually win. And they'll feel real dumb.
Yeah, right. Man, the Blackhawks probably won already.
Yeah, that's where CM Punk really was.
Oh, look. The Hulk has locked.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, to the Los Angeles Kings.
Now, does that end the series?
I hope so.
Seems like that series has been going on forever. You know, you tend to lose, you know, interest and shit once your team's out.
Yeah, right. So which means he'll probably come back Raw.
See, Punk, he ain't never coming back. You know,
this
like the
true.
Picture Like the picture I sent to Victoria with the, you know, whole Men in Black thing. Talking about, look here, CM Punk never happy.
Man, that's a picture I gotta fucking find. That's a picture I gotta see.
And it's Vince McMahon and Triple H instead of the Men in Black.
You know, I don't quite get why Angel's comments on our post. And
Angel, where the hell are you?
He's up in the room, but he's posting on, well, he's commenting on the fucking post I put up in Jungle Film Shade. He just keeps commenting, bump. Bump.
Bump?
Yes.
Are you doing cocaine?
He probably is. He's probably looking cocaine straight from fucking Miley Cyrus' Snatch.
There goes Hornswoggle, man. Look at this dumbass. I can't believe they just left his hair like that. Look at that shit.
Oh, man.
The hell does his chest say? Can't what?
What page are you on?
Page? No, man, this is on the network here. It's Hornswoggle doing an interview with his fucked up hair. Oh, can't bring me down is what that says. Oh, he's all angry. I don't know what the hell he's saying, though.
I'm a movie star. This is all
he's a movie star.
Nothing.
Motherfucker, you were like, you know, you had a buzz cut before.
Done.
Yeah, right?
These interviews are so pointless. Interviews are so fucking pointless, man. Damn, man, there's still people in the arena. You're supposed to leave.
Yeah, they don't leave. Who are you fucking kidding?
Except for, like, the times where they go off and then they actually have, like, a match after that and shit or something.
Yeah, then they leave.
Like, they did that here a few times. Some extra matches. Shit, they filmed fucking Superstars here and then they did Raw.
Hey, look, Triple H is still dead. And he only got to use a sledgehammer once.
That's probably the only good thing John Cena did in that match was throw the fucking steps. That was it.
Yeah, right?
And the whole fucking announce team was, like, amazed by that. Like, oh my God, how did he do that? That was so great.
And like, notice how fucking John Cena had to pull a fucking Shane McMahon.
And what's that?
Oh, well, I can't remember what the pay-per-view was, but when Shane McMahon, they, you know, buried, either Kane or fucking Big Show, like, underneath the fucking amps.
And then they do this on, like, a SmackDown 2 or something, where somebody got stuck under a table.
Yeah. Wait, they ain't done yet. Oh, wait, now, my damn it.
What?
You mean to tell me fucking the Shield, you know, took apart fucking the only fucking announce table sandwich? Amazingly enough, the Spanish announce table actually got taken out once tonight.
Yeah, it finally went down.
But then after the fucking match of fucking their shoes just tears apart, JBL and Cole and Wall's table just a stand on it.
Yeah, that's usually how it goes.
Hey, look, it's a demon.
Yes, when are you guys talking? What's up?
What's up, fella?
Bump.
Nothing, mate.
You done with your cocaine? You finally be able to pick up the telephone?
No, I haven't. The only reason why I was bumping it up, that's why I put it on the top of the page.
You put cocaine on top of the page?
No.
Are you selling narcotics in your group? Is that what you're telling me?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Do I have to alert immigration?
Look, there's fucking Seth Rollins who magically appeared on the fucking on the Titantron.
This would be havoc right here doing an interview, man. He'd have all these bottles of waters.
That's what I would.
Like Jonathan is just sitting here with three bottles of water next to him. Really? You're going to be that thirsty while answering some questions?
Conk, conk.
So, Ghetto, how do you feel about Bree quitting?
I really don't care. What did she do anyway?
After she quit? Like after she said she quit?
No. I mean, what does she do ever, you know?
Made Stephanie piss herself?
Stephanie, man. Stephanie actually looked pretty damn good, though.
Yeah, but in the words of Chris Jericho, she still looks like a trash bag, bottom feeding hoe.
Yeah, I don't care, man. She actually looked good, man, in that dress. Shit.
Yeah. Yeah, and then she got slapped by fucking Brie and she ran like a bitch.
And herself.
And pissed herself, apparently.
So wait, so are you telling me that you were able to see through her dress there, demon, and, you know, actually see the piss run down her leg?
No, there's pictures on Facebook.
There's pictures on Facebook? Of what?
Give me a sec.
Is it another picture like Triple H whenever he pissed himself to?
Probably.
Don't even get me started. Even Vince McMahon pissed himself with Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Stone Cold pissed himself too?
Apparently he said Vince McMahon pissed himself with Stone Cold.
Oh, whenever he did the whole fake gun thing?
Yeah. Well, that part where everybody knows. So we all saw the piss right down his fucking leg.
As where Triple H was, you know, quote, just, you know, covered in water.
Yeah, right.
It's like, the fuck are you wearing?
Why are you asking us?
Yeah,
no,
I don't know.
Look at the entrance when Evolution came in.
Look, Dean Ambrose is fucking dead. Hey, Dean, you want to answer some questions? Look at this motherfucker. He's dead on the table.
Yeah, I'm guessing Hornswoggle got confused and thought he had to remove the mask to win the match. When clearly he was told 10 fall submission.
He has a small brain.
Yeah, now with like half a head of hair.
But it's only appropriate that there was a midget match for the fact I saw a midget at the store, this midget lady, and she had a fat ass.
Yeah, does she look good?
It's all right for a midget.
Bless the little people.
Like, I'm just saying, man, like, it was a midget, but then on top of that, like, she had this, like, big old ass, too. Like, what?
Genetic.
Hey, Hey, man, you're starting to sound like the WWE Network, man. Get your shit together.
Yeah.
Hey, I blame the ladder.
Listen here, Porky Pig. Stop stuttering.
Put it back top, folks. Where the hell's that bloody picture at?
Oh, great. Now it's English. Oh, it's British.
It's taking him forever.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I mean,
well, yeah, but all these like pages. That's the problem. I like pages for wrestling.
I mean,
well,
shit,
that's
man,
why
bro.
You either that's why you either save it or you share it so you can you know come back to it.
Yeah.
I know. I was not thinking at the time.
At the time, or ever.
Oh, whatever.
Hey, come on. Within the time he was trying to find that shit, I already got through the Hornswoggle interview. Hey, with, like, you know, half a set of hair.
Well, I'm already watching how the fucking end of the fucking show went down, like, for the 50th time
now. No, but seriously,
now.
Yo. But seriously, what's it? Hey, but what's up? Where that freaking the Tekton logo down in the pay-per-view? At Payback, seriously?
Porky Pig.
What is that, Doc? I don't know what the hell he's talking about. Something about Tekton and a logo on Payback.
Yeah, we have no idea what the fuck he's saying. I'm guessing. I'm guessing he has a storm in his way.
Give him that. The Never mind.
What the hell was that?
I have no idea. The demons are really coming out now.
Yeah, dude. They opened the gates.
It's gonna be interesting to see Hornswoggle on Raw tomorrow. To see if they keep his hair the way it is.
Yeah, see if they actually fix his fucking hair.
Just give him a mask.
Man, if they keep it like that, I'm gonna laugh.
But I was saying, there's a they're in the team. Son of a bitch.
Okay, whatever you say, man.
He's very excited, but
you
know, we don't
know what to say. It was dirt. It was between O'Brien, theme it's on a strange logo.
Yeah, well, we're hearing demons come out with full force tonight. See? So, gee, I think it's time to break up the holy order of the cross. The power of Christ compels you.
That sounds strange coming from a witch.
Yeah, Bobby, come on, bud. The demons are literally pouring out of them right now. You got fucking weird.
That was a creepy motherfucker.
It's not my fault. It's hard.
Let's hear the questions for Bo Leaf.
Maybe Kane will come on chokeslam him next.
Why does he have a black eye?
I don't know. He didn't even get hit.
I know.
maybe hit himself, you know, while he was doing the bubble weave.
I bet you that match happens tomorrow.
Yeah, and then Kofi Kingston gets attacked by Kane again.
Well, that'll teach him to post on Twitter.
See, kids, there's a lesson here to be learned. You post on Twitter, you get attacked by Kane.
Don't do drugs.
Keep on believing.
I better believe.
I believe that you need
to fly. Book.
Really?
I believe I could touch the sky.
I believe in light and day or whatever the fuck it was.
I believe that.
I think about it every day and night.
The demon needs a better phone.
Wait, no. Wait, it's, I think about it night and day. There we go. It's from a
man,
wind and fly. Or...
Man, I said light and day.
Well, it's definitely not light. It's night.
Damn it, Cookie Pig!
Sorry.
That's right. You are short. You are an Oompa Loompa.
Yeah.
And he's
orange. I worked out with him.
Did you say he's orange, too?
Yes.
I thought he was green. I thought he was green, man.
Oh, he's some kind of color. He's the weird looking
color. He's some kind of color, really.
Yes.
Really? I had no idea. Why can we hear his scroll? We can hear his scrolling just fine, but we can't hear him.
I don't know. And then that tells us something.
Hey, look at that. Cesaro and Paul Heyman have, like, the same haircut.
Yeah, they're both bald.
They're both bald on the top of their head. Damn it, is that you, Liz Katz?
So yeah, it's me, Liz, and the Monica Lee.
Coming out soon. They have a video on the Twitch channel, and I don't know how that works, so they'll figure it out. And, you know, the usual crap coming up, I'll be at E3, I'll be at Comic Blizzard. Make sure to come by.
Man, play a fucking song.
And I...
Oh, come on, it's Monica Lee. She's just so damn sexy.
I don't want to listen to Monica Lee. Play a song.
Never okay,
mind.
We'll play this.
Remember, man, you gotta put the team in your back, man, no matter what you do, man. I don't give a fuck what you do, man, in life, man. But you gotta put the team in your fucking back at all times, so, man. Real talk, man.
Best food, dope, cigarette, lots of ashes. Balloons to make you blow the cashes. Suitcase full of white girl and cash in my glass piece full of headband with hash in it. But that's enough about me. Truth is, y'all can never get enough of me. Truth be told, I could really give a pee or a piss or a shit or a puke about your compact disc. You ain't going in, you're outside in the rain, cold and lame, and you're talking swag, but you're smoking schlag in a 10-year-old pair of bathing apes. Outlands don't like banging H. Hotel breakfast, gang of crepes. Sucking on titties like a newborn baby whose mom was gone and he had to wait.
I took a nap after snapping, and then it's back to the rapping. I got a bottle of Captain's, waking up like, what the fuck happened? See, I'm a wild ass honky, so I don't give a fuck about that. Wild, wild ass honky, so I don't give a fuck about that.
I took
shit.
A nap after snapping, and then it's back to the rapping. I got a bottle of Captain's, waking up like, what the fuck happened? See, I'm a wild ass honky, so I don't give a fuck about that.
Shit.
Wild, wild ass honky, so I don't give a fuck about that.
See,
shit.
I'm a wild honky, sipping that brass monkey. My dookie chain chunky, but I'm skinny like a junkie. A high school flunky.
it, who's we say stunk it, a funky dude, plus you know the crew's too funky, funky. Polar bear, polar cap, rapper extraordinaire, smoke a bowl and then I blow my frozen nose into the air, yeah. See, I don't care and I've been known to act real ignorant, now rhyme, I'm getting it, and everything I said I meant it, meant it. Catch me in the parking lot, sitting off the top in the circle of Z-Lots, rocking hoodies and Reeboks, with E-Rocks to the launcher for 3 blocks, and we started a forest fire from hitting the treetops, my God, sweet Jesus, G-Willikers, Batman, backhand these faggots so hard that they need a CAT scan, now that's the way to play that funky music, white boy, boy, I'm sounding ghostly on the soundbite like white noise.
I snap after snapping and then it's back to the rapping. I got a bottle of Captain swinging up like what the fuck happened. See, I'm a wild ass honky, so I don't give a fuck about that shit. Wild ass honky, so I don't give a fuck about that shit. I took a nap after snapping and then it's back to the rapping. I got a bottle of Captain swinging up like what the fuck happened. See, I'm a wild ass honky, so I don't give a fuck about that shit. Wild ass honky, so I don't give a fuck about that shit.
And we're back, and we got a request from Boogeyman. He wants to hear Pass Me By. Let's go with it.
Does this excite you? Think about it. Does it not stagger the imagination? No builder on earth can conceive any structure to compare to the mansions above. Won't that be something when you go to live in your old mansion? There'll be no concern about paying for it. It's already taken care of. There'll be no worry of being moved out of it. It will be yours forever.
I got shot. Ah, the murder was heinous. The bullet went in my eye, falling out my anus. And I was hit, that was it. On the spot, flash. I woke up.
This is our hell now. We living in it. With this bullshit, I'll be over in a minute. Then it's all
concerned about paying for it. It's already taken care of. There'll be no worry of being moved out of it. It will be yours forever.
We are
how'd you feel about the Smurf?
La la
la la la la la la.
What Smurf is that?
I'm talking about Batista.
Oh, Blutista.
Well, they called him Blutista, and I just called him a fucking Smurf.
You just gotta love how creative people are. Blutista, ooh.
They brought out Blue.
Hey, look, Dean Ambrose came back to life and then died again after answering a question. He died, came back to answer a question, and died again.
Well, you're gonna see Alicia Fox come in there too, man. Like, why wasn't I invited here?
Wait, was the Shield one or Paige?
No. Wait, where was Paige at?
I don't know. Like, which interview, like, does she walk in onto?
Nobody's. She walks in and she starts talking and shit, and they hear her in the headset while Booker T and them are talking. And then they cut to her, you know, like, ask me some questions.
Here's my question. How do you feel about losing the page? How do you feel about tapping out?
I think that's one of the questions. She's like, what makes you think I want to talk about that?
Damn it. Stop showing us fucking Triple H dying from one move.
Well, payback's on again.
Yay.
That means
Josh Matthews, he need a better career.
Oh my God.
Yes. Yeah, see, they should bring Joey, like, Joey Styles in this. Now, what the fuck was with the goddamn fucking WWE Universe cheering for fucking Wade Barrett?
Did you notice how whenever the Shield won, nobody in the crowd fucking cared?
Yeah, I did.
Like the whole, you know, first, like, whole section there, all around, man, nobody fucking moved or cared or cheered or anything.
He wasn't hurt. I didn't feel right. If I didn't leave, everything in the middle of that lane, each and every time, I did not feel right about
my Yeah, I noticed that.
Wait, what the fuck is this? Why do they get a Raw pre-show, but then they don't run Raw after it?
I don't know.
That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, I know.
Do they not run Raw on here then?
Nope.
They only run Raw back for like after it's over?
Yeah, they do it. You know, like the bits and pieces of it. And then they do like a Raw fucking, then they do like a Raw Fallout.
Yeah, but I'm saying like they don't run the actual show. That's pretty weird.
They do the same thing for SmackDown too.
Huh. I thought the only thing they didn't run on here was Total Divas.
Nope. Total Divas, Raw and SmackDown, they'll get run on the WWE Network. Well, probably mainly because of the fact, you know, they're actually televised.
Man, how many times can they play this takeover?
I don't know.
This is kind of like real TV, man. They got like the same thing playing over and over.
Hell yeah, right?
He got the whole world in his hands.
We can hear him. Holy shit.
I still want to know why fucking, like you said, Bo Dallas had a fucking black eye when he didn't even compete.
Yeah, man. Like, when did that happen? He must have fell over.
Yeah. And his fucking, yeah, and his fucking slab hit him in the eye.
It's kind of like in the movie Click. He's like, look at it. It looks like a tongue.
Hey, yo, Havoc, can you play a song for me?
No.
Depends. Does it have Hobson in it?
No. But it, it does have Mars, though. And it's Tech and, 9.
Oh. Then
Tech 9? Oh. What the hell song is that?
Hard.
Wait, did you say MERS or Mars?
Mars.
Hard has MERS in it, not Mars.
You know what I mean.
No, because you're saying Mars.
Not really.
MERS, M-U-R-S.
Okay, MERS.
Well, see, that's all right then.
Yes. If it's Mars, then you get a fucked up. But here you go.
Strange music. I know y'all see us. Y'all saw that Forbes list 2 years in a row, nigga. Don't play.
and we're still doing it harder than most of you motherfuckers out there, and y'all know it. I'm about to show you right here. Check it out. I've been reppin' heavy to all you tardy cats. While you getting over with your pissin' 40 raps. When smoking hella enough to bring Bob Marley back. I still kill him all, but I gotta shake him like, where the party at? Let up your dresses, confess it, tech is impressive. His message effort stretches from Zacatecas to Texas. I'm excessive with breasts when I press it, messes make messes. That's where the sex is at breakfast. Yes, the blessings you have fish. I run the foes without counterflows. Time for the non, because I'm the chosen. Never gotta be foolish to get the dough. Like a lot of you acting up on TV to get a hold. You don't wanna have to fight on my card. I got that type of chopping that should be barred. I'm gonna shoot beyond the stars and try and disregard.
My shit is hard. Constipated. They wonder why it's so killer, cause a monster made it. My shit is hard. I'm the greatest. Look around, that's why everybody's congregated. My shit is hard. Constipated. They wonder why it's so killer, cause a monster made it. My shit is hard. I'm the greatest. Look around, that's why everybody's congregated. My shit is hard.
Moonstricken. Yeah, they think I'm crazy when they ask me how I rap so quick, I say poon licking. Don't play my shit, you'll have everyone in the room bitching. Doom dipping, you got rubbish, and now my tune's kicking. Folks go, 7 years a hoe. Knocking them down with me, 99 beers to go. Checking around, 50 mixed to lose and cheers to slow. Motherfuckers who never loved us simply cause they fear the flow.
Spit lyrics to get vicious, rippers to get the pit. This tip and get whipped, hit the trick with this pistol grip. Bitch, this is the fifth. If the fist is his, it's tipping the vent. Sniffing this
weight. What was I saying?
My shit is hard. Constipated. They wonder why it's so killer, cause a monster made it. My shit is hard. I'm the greatest. Look around, that's why everybody's congregated. My shit is hard. Constipated. They wonder why it's so killer, cause a monster made it. My shit is hard. I'm the greatest. Look around, that's why everybody's congregated. My shit is hard.
Just wear your coat if you enter the rain. $2 haters, yeah, I'ma be your vendor for change. Tender of pain, see a lady, I'ma lend her the thing. And she gon' take it from me and the newest member of Strange.
Get assassinated, castles all crumble. Forever lives the legend of a poet who is humble. Words to live by, now I die by. Strange code about to kill this verse. They call me Merce, if you ain't know. I don't rap fast, I'ma lead that up to teching them. Zest Burns, Chris, Rich, Wreck, and the rest of them. Zero estrogen, my heart it only pumps lava. DNA is black mamba with a little chupacabra. I'm a monster, I'm a problem, I'm a motherfucking beast. I'm a red-nosed pit off the motherfucking leash. I'm a living fucking legend, man. The rest of y'all just walking dead. Pharaoh with an arrow, call me Daryl, taking off
my head. My shit is hard. Constipated. They wonder why it's so killer, cause a monster made it. My shit is hard. I'm the greatest. Look around, that's why everybody's congregated. My shit is hard.
It's getting to the point where I don't even want to work with rappers no more, man. All these years trying to get them all to sing. Now I just want to do what I've been doing, just make music for my technicians to bang. You know what I'm sizzling? Bang. 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 Strange. Bang. Bang. We're gonna bang. Strange.
And there you go, Tech Nine Hard featuring MERS.
Okay.
And yet, Stephanie, you fucking trash bag hoe, you should also know a champion has 30 days to defend his title. And if he doesn't defend it within those 30 days, then you can strip him the title.
What are you whining about?
About the fact that, you know, Steffi trying to make Daniel Bryan turn his title when champion has 30 days to defend his title.
Well, when was the last time he defended it? The last pay-per-view?
Yeah, which was last month. it has yet to be 30 days, so...
Well, if you have, like, neck surgery, man, you ain't gonna be healed up in a short amount of time.
Well, that's true, but still, I mean, but his contract does clearly state as champion, he has 30 days to defend it, and he can't defend it within 30 days.
Yes, have it, you in the rule book.
Let's go back to Stephanie again, Slap. So that way we can see if she actually pisses herself like this thing over here said.
She doesn't. Ain't no way to tell if she pissed herself.
Exactly.
Right when she runs up. Around.
Once she runs out, but even then you can't tell because although she's running towards, all you see here is her ass. you can't see that she pissed herself.
She's had phenomenal.
Three fellas, Chris WWE.
So there again, I don't know what the fuck you were watching when you saw her piss her pants, but it obviously wasn't payback.
Yeah, what the hell are you watching, man? You weirdo.
Damn it, Booker. You should go into the ring and just, I don't know, fucking scissor kick fucking Bo Dallas.
Then he won't be able to get back on.
It's Alicia Fox. she's throwing the fucking water bottle. She's having a temperature. There she is. Yeah, and she said that Seth Rollins is seat.
Yeah, the only one that wasn't dead that took the move. <out of Russia. laughs>
Yeah, Seth Rollins is the one that was still alive. Ambrose died at least twice during the interview. Demon.
Why are you out of
I'm
breath?
I'm burning up.
Yeah. I mean, all you're doing is sitting there.
Yeah, all you're doing is scrolling down with a mouse.
Well, payback is officially done. Fucking Lucha Fox had her 50 fit again.
Yeah, she's gonna be crying forever.
Yeah, right. This is what
that's
the
fuck. That's what is freaking killing me.
What's killing you?
This damn heat.
This heat is killing him. Killing him, killing him.
Wait, did you say that he's killing you? Motherfucker, you're in Puerto Rico. You should be used to the heat, motherfucker.
I know. The thing is, the AC is not on. I'm using fans.
What the hell? You're in fucking Puerto Rico. You should be used to the damn heat. Whereas, me and Ghetto We're in New England. We ain't used to it that much because we get heat, we get cold. Yeah, when it gets cold here, it gets cold as a motherfucker. For you, it's
man,
this, fucking...
Man, am I really considered part of that?
Well, no, well, you're not part of New England, I'm just saying, you know, you're more, it's like, you're like me here in Connecticut. When it gets cold up here, it gets cold as a motherfucker.
Yeah, usually.
Whereas this motherfucker is just so damn used to the cold, or no, to the fucking heat, and Puerto Rico, he's in summer and he's bitching about the fucking heat.
Well, that's like everybody around the world. When it's cold, we bitch that it's cold. When it's hot, we bitch that it's hot.
Tell me, buddy. That's life.
Yeah. Puerto Rico, it's hot all year round.
Well, then
it don't get cold there.
People bitch about it being hot all the time instead of being cold and hot. But yeah, by now you should probably be used to it. Your body should be immune to the heat.
Yeah, I'll be crispy as hell, yeah. Especially if we get my tan on.
Literally crispy.
Damn, now I want some damn pork.
Well, go get some damn pork then.
Maybe it's in your microwave.
Yeah, with everything else you keep in there. The chicken, your eggs, your ice cream.
You must have, like, a very large microwave.
Ice cream? I'm not boogeyman with a fucking ice cream, the fuck.
You got, like, an oven-sized microwave.
Exactly right.
Well, I did have today, since we're talking about food, white rice and corned beef.
I think. I had some stuffed peppers.
I had a Hot Pocket.
And may I add, this is $4 corned beef.
Oh, no, not $4.
That's not so expensive.
Hey, better than a $5 Twinkie.
$5 Twinkie, that's just ridiculous.
Why the fuck you spending $5 on a Twinkie for?
Remember, that was, I said fried. That's a fried Twinkie, $5.
No matter
yeah,
what
that's
it
a fact.
Is.
Never
Twinkie.
Did. I never spent $5 on a damn Twinkie, one fucking Twinkie. Are
you
crazy? You
must really want a fucking... Like a
Twinkie,
snack cake.
Yeah.
That's like
I
people
even
paying $5 for a cigarette.
Yeah, one cigarette. $5.
Yeah, same thing with this Twinkie situation.
Man, motherfucker.
Seriously, I would not spend $5 on a fucking Twinkie. I would spend $5 on freaking Subway.
Motherfucker, you're better off going to Japan and getting a fucking $5 sucky sucky phone than a whore.
Did you really just say that? Did that just happen?
That just fucking happened.
Nice. He's wilding out over there.
Hell yeah, bud. And the fucked up thing is, he's not even Nick Cannon.
It's true.
All right, Ghetto. You have to spend 3 hours in a dark room with one person.
Three hours in a dark room? I spent 3 hours in a dark room all the fucking time.
Yeah. But choose a number. 1 through 9.
I don't like where this is going.
How about you? Pick your lucky number.
Six.
Okay, six.
Okay,
you are with the motherfucker from the screen. Ghostface.
Right, oh,
well,
damn, you're fucked.
That's not scary. I'm good.
Okay. Angel, pick 1 through 9.
I'm gonna go with numero uno.
Oh, then you're stuck in a room with Chucky.
That's great.
I chose five.
Which is?
The fucking bitch's name from Exorcist. The first one.
I have no idea.
The female?
Yeah.
I know who you're talking about. I forgot the name. I know who you're talking about.
Well, you know.
Yeah, I don't know the fucking name either.
Reagan. Lego.
There you go.
I'm stuck in a room with a little bastard.
Dream girl, man, and in a dark room for 3 hours.
Yeah.
I'm stuck in a room with a little bastard.
He's one of the good guys.
I better be stuck in a room with Puppet Master than with Chucky.
Man, me and Ghostface, man, be like, what's up?
What's up?
And then the next thing you know, fucking him and fucking Ghostface are 3D'ing fucking, fucking Pennywise to a table.
Man, no, what are you talking about? We're over there stabbing each other.
And I gotta go, the next thing I'm fighting freaking Chucky, I gotta go ninja on his ass.
Man, he's over there like South Park, kick the baby. And then
my boy Adam Shakes the Clown. Yeah, posted up one of those fucking pictures. You know, my choice, like I said. And but actually, you know, I went to the fucking scenario. I go, well, Chucky ain't scary. Just got punted his classic ass halfway across the room. So that's at 5 because I wouldn't mind getting in that fucking haunted netting.
Did you just say Chucky has a haunted netting?
No, man.
What the hell?
I chose 5, aka Reagan, because of the fact I wouldn't mind fucking her haunted ass.
Yeah, nothing like fucking a demonic chick that pukes all over you.
Yeah, but I mean, come on, man, think about it. You know, if you're gonna get laid, it might as well be a fucking chick that's possessed by a demonic spirit. Yeah, no, she's gonna be a fucking freaking bed.
That's a lot of bitches.
Yeah, talk about the haunted house.
Yeah, that's true, but and shit. At least, she won't look like Chewbacca.
That was a demonic spirit right there.
at least I don't got a freaking horny doll.
Did you say we don't have a horny doll?
Yeah, that's what Chucky is, a horny bastard.
So, in other words,
are you saying he's
going
to try to rape you?
apparently
that,
Chucky's trying to rape.
I'm going to roll with Puppet Master.
So, do you have a thing for, like, dolls? Dolls?
It's still hot or caliente. I want some rain. Carajo.
We want you to speak English.
I'm burning up over here. I want some damn rain.
Poor before.
Exactly.
Demon here, has a thing for plus dolls, which means, he's probably trying to fuck the dolls, that fucking piss their fucking pants.
Oh, whatever.
The life-like ones.
He'd be like, oh, it's Stephanie, she pissed on herself. I'm gonna go fuck her.
Well, that's not a doll, but...
No. But she is plastic like a doll.
Oh, no, she's not as plastic as some other people.
Yeah, that's true. I'm curious. I wonder what fucking Daphne's tit size is.
Here we go.
Giggity.
I'm curious.
You see what you did, Demon?
Okay, yeah, let's blame it on the boogeyman.
He's not here.
Yeah, so you can't blame it on him.
What the hell is that? Seriously.
He likes to tune in through Facebook and not have a conversation with us.
Yeah. I think it was all in English.
Yeah, I gotta see if I get Promise back on here one of these days.
What is that?
Get who?
Hybrid.
Oh, Hybrid. Yeah.
Is he a person that doesn't like to be on the phone? Because if so, that's not gonna work out.
No, that ain't no problem. He's just busy dealing with stuff.
Oh, stuff, of course. I hate dealing with stuff.
Yeah, right.
Oh, yeah, I mean, then that's Moy Linda.
Yeah, still have no idea what you're saying.
Yeah, no, fuck no.
My Spanish teacher would be very proud.
Yeah, she would, wouldn't she?
Well, it's a dude, but...
Oh, B.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like we know, dude or a chick there.
He always made us watch that movie, Selena.
Why?
Seriously?
Yeah, it was, you know, Spanish and whatnot.
I know that. Selena did have skills, but I never got into her.
Well, I mean, it was just Jennifer Lopez playing the movie anyway.
I know that.
Yeah, pretty much.
But you never got into her. Well, must mean she's really good.
Never got into her music.
Yeah, you see, you didn't say it. You just said, you know, you never got into her. You gotta be more,
yeah.
You gotta be more choosy with your words, then, man.
I know, I gotta be more specific.
Yes, man.
Yeah.
Now he's fucking Jamaican.
Carlos and Santana. Da 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 da.
No.
Okay.
I don't know where he got to call Santana from fucking Jamaican.
I mean,
he doesn't either.
Damn kids.
I wanna just give you a new okay, Mail Monday.
Probably not.
Yeah, no.
I'm thinking, are they gonna give Hornswoggle a mask? That's what I'm thinking.
What is his mask gonna look like?
Irish.
Really?
Oh yeah. I bet.
Yeah, with like the Irish flag. Or a Celtic cross on it.
That'd be fucking
lame. Yeah, might as well get him on CM Punk's old mask.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, how about the fact that Demon here shouldn't try to make an excuse for why Batista lost tonight, because he's got a movie coming up. But you know, I had to let him know that the movie finished filming in October last year.
And what movie is that?
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, Batista really has no reason for losing, except for the fact that he just sucks ass like nowadays.
Good old Blue Tista.
Good old Eugene Sellout Smurf.
That's what happened when Blue Mini has a son. He got that.
Damn Blue Mini.
That's okay. It's Billy Gunn and Foggy and Ziggler's fault that we got Tyler Breeze.
That's right. Shit, man.
Again, wouldn't he be a cross between Billy Gunn, Ziggler, and Dastardly Rogues? His son.
No.
Only because of the fact, if you remember, Cody Rhodes always came out, you know, and always having to look at a fucking mirror.
Yeah, that gimmick was fucking retarded.
Oh, so was this gimmick for fucking Tyler Breeze, coming out like a moron. Let me take a selfie!
Well, that's the world we live in, Havoc. Selfies.
Yeah. It's all fucking Angel's fault.
It
oh,
is.
Oh, blame it on the rain.
Blame it on the rain.
Nigga, what? There ain't no rain.
What the hell is he talking about?
Apparently he's telling us to blame the fucking rain for fucking selfies.
Yeah, that's not the reason.
Yeah, no.
How many times you seen the rain take a fucking selfie?
Yeah, right.
Frank, I better have full selfies than selfies. That's just me.
Think selfies.
I don't know what the fuck is that. You're Spanish.
I guess that explains.
Really? Really? really?
Yeah, he's not obligated to make sense to us.
Exactly. just like his typing.
Well, I don't know what his typing looks like, so.
And he should probably be glad.
Except for whenever he shares photos that got the wrong words on them.
Oh, don't remind. You still remember that shit?
That was probably the first time I ever saw you post anything online.
What the WCW shit? I'm
yeah.
Like, you still remember that shit.
where it said where instead of were. Or maybe it was the other way around.
I'm surprised you still remember that shit. That shit been so long.
Wasn't that long ago.
Yeah,
it feels like that long ago. What was it, like 4 months ago?
Well,
or less.
Damn. Okay, it was a while ago then. If it was that long ago, damn.
I'm surprised you still remember that shit. Seriously.
Well, I don't just forget things.
Oh, sometimes you do.
I'm not that old.
Yeah.
And that fucking Z-Coil shit works like a motherfucker.
What kind of drugs are you taking right now that you're all woozy?
I took the most Z-Coil.
NyQuil.
Well, it's called Z-Coil mostly for to help you sleep.
To help you sleep? Why can't you sleep?
My shoulders are killing me like a motherfucker today. Fucking the worst combinations ever is a fucking Sunday, nice day, and food stamps.
Are you saying you were ransacked by a bunch of black folks?
And Mexican and Spanish.
Oh.
And
oh. Oh, blame it on the brothers.
But I did see your typical thing once you arrive at Walmart today, though. It was a white girl and her black boyfriend and her half her kids. Typical day at Walmart.
Yep, welcome to Walmart. Get your shit and get out.
And I want to know, and I was just saying towards Angel Dick, I don't know if he does it or not, but why the fuck is it when there's a cart near a Spanish person's car, they can't grab it? They have to walk all the way down to the store and they grab a different cart. Not even anywhere close to them.
I don't know. I don't know how to explain that.
Me either.
Even I wouldn't even do that.
Come on, because there's literally a cart right next to these people's cars. And they don't even bother. They just walk right past them and go for a hold of a cart, you know.
Well, I guess they don't want that cart. They figure that cart sucks.
That's about sums it up, though. That's about sums it up.
Maybe they want the new cart, you know? It's better.
And we ain't got no new cart. All this shit's old as fuck anyway.
You know, this one they could steal, and the other one they can't. But even though
yeah.
You can't steal any of them.
Oh, no, but
they just figure the other cart can fit more Mexicans in it.
Or
yeah.
The wheels work. The wheels work correctly.
Wheels on that cart go round and round. You know, I don't know.
Yeah, trust me, they got to go all the way.
Yeah, that song starts playing. Let's go all the way.
Da, 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 da.
Now in Spanish.
Ay, 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 ay.
Man, that's not it. You're just fucking saying nonsense.
Yeah, he's making up words again.
No, he wasn't even saying any words.
Okay, fine. He's pretending to be Alpha 5.
Yes, that's his favorite character.
Yeah, cause they're both the same height.
No, man, this dude's a midget. Alpha wasn't a midget.
Yeah, good point. I think Alpha was probably a little bit taller than him. So I mean, hey, so, I mean, you know, so at least. He had someone to look up to.
That's right.
Yeah, Zordon.
His commentary is just as bad as the midget matches on WWE. And what the hell is the deal with fucking JBL and twerking, man? Does he not know what twerking is?
I don't think he does.
He's always saying he's twerking, but he's not.
Yeah, even Cole has to point out he's not twerking,
but yet it still goes on.
Yeah, he still says he's twerking.
Da na 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 na.
Na 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 na. Yeah, remember when that was a big thing? No, that's dead.
Yeah.
The yeses are still going crazy.
Yeah, that is still rather annoying.
That shit
annoying.
Won't die.
I remember I went to the one Raw that was here for that, and people were walking around the whole fucking place doing that shit. except at that time, I think it was the no.
Yeah, they don't know how to say yes.
And I'm just like, shut up!
No!
I but fucking, I mean, there's occasions where JBL can be funny. I got things we said about McCall and, you know, Full Moon.
I didn't say he wasn't funny. I'm just saying he was kind of stupid.
Well, yeah, because he just says twerk. He's twerking, he's twerking. Man, I'm pretty sure he walks by some like rampers and just standing around and goes, he's twerking, he's twerking. No, he's just standing. Dumb fuck.
See, I bet Jared could say it better. Twerking, twerking. Whatever. Damn.
What the hell are you saying?
No, he's twerking.
JR could do it better.
What better? Twerking? Motherfucker, I'm white as hell. I don't twerk. Hey, you see that? Hey, hear that, Miley Cyrus? I'm white. No ass. I don't twerk.
That would just be fucking strange if that was happening. Like for real.
Yeah, but see, at least we know better. This bitch just twerks all the time she wants. Twerks on stage.
You know, dudes don't usually do that either. But,
according to JBL, the bull does.
Well, why don't you go show JBL how to twerk?
No, tell him to go see the wrecking ball. I think that'd be good enough for him.
How are we supposed to take that?
I don't know. I mean, what's the point of him going to go see the twerking ball? Yeah, the twerking ball. Wrecking ball.
The twerking ball. Uh-oh. JR bloopers.
Yeah, well, Porky the Pig over here snoring like a motherfucker.
Oh, shit.
Are you serious? Really? 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 Do these motherfuckers read the fucking rules? Are you fucking serious?
Damn it, Miz, relax.
Yeah, go back and do a fourth Marine, because nobody's going to see it.
Do what?
No, because he's playing the Miz, I'm telling him to go back and do another fucking Marine movie. Nobody's going to see that one either.
That was funny. Somebody made a picture of the Wyatt family attacking Cena and holding his eyes open and shit. And then they were watching TV and the Marine was on TV.
I seen that shit. That was funny.
It's like I feel the same way, man. That movie was very painful.
Yeah, it was.
It was so fucking fake, man. It wasn't even funny. Watched it drunk. It was alright. Watched it sober. It fucking sucked.
How about watch The Condemned? That was better. With Austin.
Just what? Did you say how about it on cocaine?
No, I better watch The Condemned with Austin.
What?
Damned. With the...
Okay. I can't make out what he says ever. Yeah. That was a pretty good movie.
Yeah, it was. Did not do a fucking
thing. Or See
one.
No Evil.
See No Evil was pretty good too, with Kane, yeah.
Yeah, we're still waiting on the second one to drop the fucking DVD.
Now see, those movies were good. What the fuck happened with these other ones?
They hired
that was a good movie.
They hired Dale Otunga, The Miz, Ted DiBiase and John Cena.
The Marine movie's blue. The 12-round movie sucked.
Yeah, they even had a movie with Wade Barrett in it.
Motherfucker,
Wade Barrett wasn't even in there.
Did you go see it for the 2 seconds of Wade Barrett, huh?
No, I didn't.
I'm afraid I got some bad news. I didn't go see it.
Yeah, I'm afraid I got some bad news myself. If you're going to see Wade Barrett in that movie, you probably won't be able to spot him.
Oh, yeah, what was that movie David Otunga was in? The Call. That was a pretty good movie, though.
Yeah, with Halle Berry? Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll be honest, the only reason I'll see the Marine 4 is because of Summer Rae, isn't it?
Summer Rae.
You guys saw the new X-Men yet, since we're talking about Halle Berry?
No, I didn't see that yet.
I saw it, but I ain't going to spoil it for you.
Finally. Somebody that don't spoil things, like Havoc.
Well, that's not true because, you know, he was trying to ruin the fucking fifth season of The Walking Dead for us.
Oh, yeah, that's right, yeah. I remember that.
Hey, no. Come on now. You got to follow the buzzards.
Damn it. I'm just going to feed you the buzzards. They like Spanish food.
They like Spanish food.
Hey, I can't help it. Our shit is good now. I can't help it.
Yeah, your shit is good, and then it gives us that shit.
We're not talking about tacos now. We're talking about some rice and beans and chicken.
Oh, okay. How those beans give you shit, too?
No, what? No, yellow rice and beans. I eat that on a daily basis. I don't got that problem.
you're Spanish and you see it, Nia.
I guess you know how to make it. I don't know.
We're talking about kidney beans and stuff like that. Black beans. We don't got that problem.
White
beans.
Am I going to be racist?
Those black beans taste nasty, old shit.
You know, like spick and span.
I eat spam too.
No, yeah, spick and span. The cleaning shit. You never heard of that?
No, that's the first.
Oh.
Damn, spam
doesn't
sound good right about now.
Thought everybody in the world heard of that. I guess I'm wrong.
Spam does sound good right about now. Seriously.
Man, I'm not talking about spam. Everybody knows what spam is.
Yeah. See that, ghetto? You're talking about a fucking cleaner, and he wants spam.
Do you know what that is? Do you know what spick and span is?
Yeah, it's like that stupid cleaner that nobody uses.
I'm just saying how it's, you know, considered, like, racist because it's saying spick.
Yeah.
You know, kind of like how you said the black authority. What did you say? Something about KFC?
Oh, yeah, man. Come on, man. You got bullied right at that Hell's on Hell's Kitchen. So the Black Evolution.
Yo, okay, I'm going to show... Yo, have a change your inbox, because, trust me, I just found a piece just now.
What the fuck are you talking about? Oh, you're fucked.
You just found a pizza?
And I don't know what pizza's going to do for me. I can't eat a picture.
There you go. Check your inbox. That's my proof.
Motherfucker, I'm offline.
Wah, wah, wah.
Send it to Gil G.
Don't send it to me.
Put it on his page.
I think.
Put it on his wall.
It'll probably end up in the other box.
Like I said, put it on his wall.
Yeah, speaking of which... How do motherfuckers see shit on my page that aren't my friends?
I don't know.
Like, I could have sworn only friends could see my shit. Because fucking Victoria always tags her boyfriend and everything, and he sees shit. Like, what the hell?
I don't know.
Billy Gunn doubles litter, and who the hell is that?
Who the hell's who?
Well, I'm on your page.
Why are you on my page, stalker?
Ryan's
who?
Gonna kill you.
Who are we talking about? You talking about the cover photo?
No, I'm talking... Oh, that's the Wyatt family. I'm looking at the role piece.
My what?
Your pro piece?
His group piece. He has group piece. When the fuck this happened?
I thought he said my role piece. I'm like, what?
And you think
are, you able to, are you able to post anything?
I'm just going to send it in your inbox.
Oh. I was about to say, see if you can post it on the wall.
Nope. That shit is unlocked, and any way I got to do that, I got to add you.
Well, then how the hell do fucking people see shit on there? What the hell?
I don't know.
It doesn't make any sense.
Hell no.
Fucking Facebook.
Well, I'll send it to your inbox too, okay?
Yay, messages in the inbox. I don't usually get those.
Yeah.
Unless it's Havoc.
Well, who is the female, though?
Man, that could be anybody. Who are we referring to?
The one on your wall.
One.
Now, are we talking about the photo at the top?
Yes.
There we go. Cover photo. That's Rebel. That's Rebel from TNA.
Damn.
Yeah, see? And I have a reason to watch TNA.
That's one of the only reasons I watch TNA.
Hey, I said it cool.
Yeah, you don't want to have the double blonde.
And then there's Velvet Sky.
Yeah. The female.
Boom, boom, boom.
The female Cody Rhodes. Over in the Cody Rhodes. Putting fucking paper bags on people's faces.
Yeah, that's fucking stupid.
Yeah.
I like that pro piece, though. That looks nice.
That pro
Brian's
piece?
Brian's gonna kill you.
Oh, that's because I stole it off one of them, you know, wrestling pages. It's their version of Taz. Taz is gonna kill you.
Survive if I let you.
Speaking of which, you get your t-shirt yet, Havoc?
It's only Sunday. And it just got shipped out like what?
I don't know. Wasn't that like a week ago?
Just got shit dealt like Saturday.
Oh.
Damn, now I got that freaking song in my head. Ain't that freaking great?
Yes.
Let's go all the way.
Well, if you want to hear it, you better play it yourself, because I ain't got no soundboard right now.
Yeah.
No
Mr.
problem.
Mr. Lazy DJ.
And I went to my computer off.
He turned all his electronics off, and he's on a cloud nine on his sleeping medication.
Oh, yeah.
I don't blame him. If yet. I'm surprised you don't got any hydroprofen.
What the hell is that going to do?
Yeah, that's it, too.
Well, that would definitely knock him out, too, along with the sleeping shit.
The NyQuil or the DayQuil?
Oh, yeah, yeah, the NyQuil he's on.
Oh, NyQuil.
Well, that definitely will knock him the fuck out, definitely.
He's getting there.
I gotta get him, take my computer off my fucking bed. That's too much work.
Maybe you could snuggle with it.
Pretty warm, so I'm probably good.
Don't catch any viruses.
Yeah. Trojan malware.
Yeah. Be sure to have your Trojans ready.
Trojan mom? Sorry.
Okay, how about the fact that I got my fucking manager to start busting up laughing at work today?
Were you talking about condoms?
Some lady with like big ass teeth was just fucking bent down her, like her fucking teeth popped down. I just fucking sit up yell out, titties!
Man, you're one of them dudes women hate.
Say some
stupid shit like
that. Man, my boss fucking cracked up dying with that shit.
Well, they were thinking the same thing.
Yeah, because I just said it.
Yeah, Havoc just says things.
Sorry.
Trying to go to the fucking slaughter house.
He said he's going to slaughter you.
I want some bacon.
Yeah, let's have some bacon.
All right.
With some country gravy and biscuits.
I'm sorry, Porky, but you don't get a choice of what you want besides.
You're going to be the main course.
Besides, wouldn't the bacon already... Besides, wouldn't bacon be the side course as it is already?
Dude, that's funny as hell, because this commercial just had a pig running around in it.
All right, but I'm going to go... Oh.
All right, he's calling it a night. Goodbye.
Peace out. See you. Don't talk to you guys tomorrow.